This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. Today's episode, we're talking to Jerome of Audio Osmosis. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It took you quite a while to do your on-air training. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, just a time constraint, mostly. I didn't have enough time to put a lot of effort into initially training. And then when I did have the time, I was able to put together a proper radio proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You told me that you kind of took like a little bit of like a gap year, if you will, in between doing your demo and
I didn't do so hot on my first two demos, and then I kind of didn't have time, so I kind of gave up, and then I was encouraged to come back and do it again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who encouraged you?
Christine Comrie. She was formerly the volunteer coordinator, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
For quite a few years, she was here doing that stuff, and she was really encouraging, and I was really excited about it.
So that's kind of what brought you back for your last attempt?
Yeah, she took the time to, you know, say that, you know, you should have a show, you're in the community, like, why not work on it again and see if we can do it, you know? So she was very encouraging in that sense.
I gotta ask though, how did it feel to get that accepted demo?
It felt good. Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing because it's like, I don't know, initially I thought I did a good job on the demos, but like Johnny's pretty, he's a stickler, so he has to be right on. So I was just a little like put off initially. And then I was like, oh yeah, he's right. I have to fix these few things in order to maintain flow in a proper radio show. And that's pretty important. Well, and it's also about, I guess, my playing aptitude myself as well. Like, a lot of times I'll go into something without really researching what I'm supposed to be doing properly.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of went into it as well. Like, I don't know, when I got my driver's license, I went in with a stick shift, and then I didn't really know how to drive stick shift all that well. So I failed my first test. And the second time I took a van in and it was too big for parallel parking, I failed that test. You know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of jumping into stuff without, you know, making sure it's going to work out.
Jerome goes above and beyond for playing new music. He makes a point of playing music that is new to the station by no more than 2 weeks. Why is it important for you to do that?
For one thing, it is mandated that we follow certain regulations with regards to our CanCon and chart releases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's partly what initiates me to make sure that I'm playing the right amount of chart releases, but at the same time, I'm also curious about encouraging more diverse stuff on our playlists. And the more charts we play, the more likely we're going to get music from those labels again.
Yeah. I'm curious, though. The chart releases are like for the past 3 months, but you choose stuff from the past 2 weeks.
I generally do that just to keep fresh. And then if I'm struggling to find fresh material, I'll go into the 3 months chart. But generally, within the 2 weeks one, there is at least, you know, a few tracks that I'm going to like.
Mm-hmm.
But here and there, there's the odd charts that come out, and then I don't find anything that I like on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a weird thing. I'm still pretty picky about what I choose for chart releases. But yeah, Ali was doing a great job before, bringing stuff in, and lots of stuff that piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of music gets the J-Roe stamp of approval?
I like a lot of stuff. I like weird stuff. Particularly, I like psychedelic music. an electronic, like a weirder sort of ambient, experimental electronic music. And pretty much I try and keep a sort of a groove going through my show, like sort of some kind of flow, as a musician as well and drummer at heart. So I always look for a good beat. That's when I'm going through my tracks to figure out what I'm going to play, I'm listening for the beat and how interesting the song is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you start as a drummer then?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was the first instrument I picked up.
Giroux participates in the Victoria music scene, both as a radio host and as a musician. This track is from his ambient project, Psychic Pollution. It is called Lupus. Have you ever had any trouble submitting your band's content to the CFUV library?
No, actually, CFUV's been incredibly supportive of all of the stuff that I've been a part of. And I think generally CFUV is excited about local music. And as soon as somebody has something, you know, that's good and local, like the station jumps on it right away and tries to get it on the playlist as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And I've been treated pretty well, I would say.
Do you ever introduce your bandmates to CFUV?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, definitely refer and all my friends as well. Like, try and get them to listen to my show and, you know, come to CFUV-related events and things like that. Yeah.
Cool. Being both in a band or in many bands and a CFUV host, do you ever get new bandmates that find out that you're a radio host and kind of, like, get a little awestruck or starstruck?
Not really, actually.
That's okay. Musicians, they're all so hard to please.
I actually find it hard to get people away from Spotify and, you know, listening to some more of the commercial stations in town or, you know, listening to their own iPod in the car. And I think that's the hardest challenge is just like, you know, like listen to CFUV. There's cool stuff. There's cool shows for everybody, basically, you know, like it's got to be at least one show you're going to like. And I really enjoy driving around with CFUV on. But here and there, if there's a show coming up that I'm not really stoked on, I'll put on my own iPod and stuff. But
yeah,
like try and get people away from Spotify, etc., just to explore a little bit musically.
Giroux works for his partner, who runs a local venue called the Copper Owl. Giroux commends the positive relationship between CFUV and the Copper Owl.
The relationship is really well. Like, I do all the booking and the music stuff there. So, generally, we've done quite a few different events with CFUV that CFUV sponsored. And also, CFUV makes lots of airtime for us with regards to reading off Live Victoria events and stuff like that. So generally just driving around, I hear broadcasters announcing stuff that's happening at Copper Owl all the time. And that's really great for us.
Why is it important, in your opinion, for a radio station to have a good relationship with the community venues?
I think it kind of goes hand in hand. Essentially, the radio station is trying to do the same thing we are with regards to introducing new music to the general public. And supporting bringing interesting music into town as well, because it's quite the barrier traveling on the ferry for bands and stuff like that. So if we can all kind of work together to help promote the shows, then it makes it easier to pay those bands. And yeah, in the long run, it all works out together.
As a musician and as a person who helps run a community venue, why have stations like CFUV that are committed to local music? Why is that important as opposed to like bands just trying really hard to get onto commercial radio?
I think it's just a different wants and needs for bands, I guess. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it just depends on their focus as musicians, whether they want to be, whether they want to sort of appeal to the independent crowd, which is a great way to go, or they want to sort of edge into the more corporate element of radio. And there are definitely crossovers between the two, stuff that gets played on more corporate stations and stuff that we like to play here as well. But yeah, I think it definitely depends on the focus of the bands, what they're into for their futures and stuff.
'Twas not the look of love to look not anxious, look me in the eyes and give me one.
Why is it important to have a local station that plays all types of eclectic music?
I think it's important to keep listeners interested. There are a lot of sort of university stations that stick to a very rigid format, whether it's mostly classical music or mostly world music, stuff like that, which, you know, of course there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of times those stations make airtime for interesting, more eclectic programming later at night, whereas CFUV finds a spot sort of anywhere in the program for whatever you want to do. And I find that just generally the programmers here are more interested in more independent music, and there's a lot less people trying to get like a, you know, like an all-afternoon jazz slot or an all-afternoon classical kind of slot. I don't think Johnny would be opposed to somebody having a classical show, you know, in the afternoon, but it's just, I think it's just how it's worked with the kind of programming that's come through.
Why is it that you enjoy having your show on CFUV as opposed to just kind of like making playlists for friends or anything like that?
I really enjoy the process of sharing. I'm constantly collecting new music and exploring and learning about new genres, not genres, but new stuff out there. And so, you know, once you amass so much, it's like, you know, it doesn't help to, if it just sits there in your collection. It's best to kind of get out there and share with the world. And people are always, you know, like whether it's DJing here or I have DJ gigs outside of the station and stuff like that, it's always a big joy to me whenever someone comes up and is excited about something they're playing and they can't find it on their, I forget what the app is where you
Shazam.
Yeah, they can't Shazam it. And that's always like success. Yeah. They had to come up and ask me, and that also creates an interaction between the DJ and the audience too, and then they get excited about those bands, and and it gives them motivation to explore their band camps or maybe order a vinyl, or, you know, just get it out there and tell their friends about this new band that they discovered from the DJ that they heard on the weekend or something.
The local DJ.
Yeah.
The DJ that also pours your coffee like in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah, we're all out there. Somebody's a waste and you don't know. It's just a way to make it.
With a handful of bands and a successful radio show under his belt, Giroux has proven to be a small but driving force in the Victoria music community. He uses his role at the Copper Owl and at CFUV to move the local music scene ever forward and to promote those bands that would otherwise go unheard.
Today's last track is Something Someone Junior by the Growlers.
This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Giroux, host of Audio Osmosis, which airs on Sundays from 5 to 6 p.m. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV. I'm a municipal in the Monday.